Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Centerpoint. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. In this show, we will discuss ways that we can journey to our own centers. This can help us access our inner resources to improve our physical abilities and health, our mental strength, our emotional well-being, and our spirituality. Today, I'm very excited to introduce you to our special guest, Mikey. Hello, Mikey.
Hello, Ron. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm so glad you're on the show. I've been trying to get you on for several months already.
Yes, I'm glad I could make it work finally.
Well, Mike is a really busy college student. We actually met, I think it was 3 years ago or thereabouts, as you may recall, when you were having trouble singing because you were out of breath and having some chest tightness. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd spend a few moments talking about how we worked together back then, and then the main focus of the show is going to be talk to your subconscious, because you have that great ability to allow your subconscious to express itself verbally, and we're trying to find out what patient subconscious can teach us. But let's first talk about when we first met. Do you remember why you came to see me?
Yes. Well, I came to see you because I was overloaded with a lot of performance opportunities, and my singing voice just was acting out against me, it felt like. And I realized it was because I was doing this thing when I took a breath in, I would take the biggest breath I possibly could and stretch my neck out like I was gasping for air. And you can't sing like that. You have to sing from your diaphragm and take a breath from your diaphragm, and you're more like a breath from your stomach than a breath from your throat all the way up. And so I went to my allergist, and he recommended me to you. And so then I started working with you in, I believe it was my junior year of high school.
And so what therapy worked for you? How did you resolve that?
We started with learning about your hypnosis techniques, which really helped to just, one, calm me down when I knew that I was in a place of immense stress. I would just go into my personal hypnosis, and that would calm me down. But you worked with me singing. I would sing for you, and you could feel when I was doing that thing. And I remember one time very, very vividly, you were like, I'm sending you energy through this call right now. And I remember my breathing turning from that neck breathing to my stomach breathing. And I remember you saying, I've never done this before, but this is working. And it 100% was. And I tried to remember that feeling and that energy. And if I needed to go into my own hypnosis and try to get that back, or for a while I went into hypnosis before I would sing or perform, just so that I could know that I was going to have a comfortable time. And it really helped and blossomed into me using hypnosis for other things and not even having to use it before a performance anymore.
Wow. So actually, we should say that I only met Mikey once in my life in person. All of our therapy has been online.
Yes, yes.
And I guess even distance energy work can help, it sounds like. And absolutely. When did you learn about the subconscious, and how did that help you?
Let me think. I learned about the subconscious, I don't quite remember, but it had to have been it wasn't too early in the process. It was a couple months in, you started to teach me to go into my hypnosis state and feel for energy in my fingers and ask my subconscious, just come up with the question of which finger is yes and which finger is no. And the energy that I felt in those fingers would determine that. And then you would ask my subconscious questions, and the energy that was coming to my fingers would correspond to the answers to that question. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but I think that just strengthened my personal relationship with my subconscious.
Did you have conversations with your subconscious ever?
I do now, but at the beginning it more so told me things. You would help coerce things out of me, but on my own time I would do the technique with my fingers, and it would more tell me things, less than we were having a conversation back and forth. I think if I did that now, I could do that. But at the beginning, it didn't start like that. I had to strengthen this muscle, almost.
Yeah, I don't think I wanted, you should say, I coerced answers out of you. I prompted them. I encouraged them.
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
After all, when you do hypnosis, this is something you're doing for yourself. I just facilitate what you do.
Absolutely, and I have done it on my own, so, yeah.
What do you talk to your subconscious about these days?
These days, I'm trying to write a lot more, so I talk to him a lot about writing and seeing if he has any issues that I will come across or things that I need fixed. I struggle with knowing what thoughts are my own and what thoughts are somebody else's, and I think that he can rein me in and make me realize which thoughts I'm coming up with and not which thoughts are being influenced by other people. Because that's something I struggle with. So I talk to him about things like that a lot.
Cool. So it's part of your creative process now.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was really cool seeing him grow into that.
Do you think of your subconscious as a separate entity from you? How do you think of it?
I think it's a part of me. I don't think it's necessarily a separate entity, but it feels to me like a friend, like talking to a friend. But it's obviously a part of me.
Right.
But that's at least how it feels to me, is like I'm talking to a friend, yeah.
And later we discovered your subconscious can talk with your voice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And when it does that, do you remember what he says?
I don't quite remember.
Yeah, people like you who are really good at allowing the subconscious to express themselves often don't remember. So one of the nice things is you'll get a recording of today's broadcast. You'll hear what he has to say.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I have not rehearsed with you what question I'm going to ask your subconscious. So when he answers, again, we'll see what he has to say. I'm sure it'll be a fascinating interview. Do you have any questions before we start?
No, I think I'm just ready to go.
All right, how are you going to bring out your subconscious? What do you do?
I'm going to get myself comfortable and just go into my personal hypnosis place and ask him to come out and talk to you. I know he's excited about this.
Great. We did ask him last week to make sure he's cool with it. All right,
yeah.
So go ahead and do your stuff. When your subconscious is ready, he will say hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Of course.
So, I want to start off by asking you a big question. Is there a message you would like to deliver to the world?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's, it's hard for me to necessarily get out into words, but I really think kindness should be above all else. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, and a number of the subconscious that I've interviewed have said similar things, so I think this is a universal theme.
Yeah.
How would you suggest people express kindness?
It's a hard thing, you know. I mean, everybody grows up differently with different backgrounds and learns about the world differently, and that can come with different feelings towards the world and towards people in the world. But I think kindness can be taught, not in the way of like that math can be taught, but I think you learn kindness, and it's something that Mikey does is almost like a checkup. Am I being kind? Am I outwardly being positive? Am I being positive to myself, to my friends, to the world? Am I thinking positive world? We're not on the world for enough time. We're not on the world for enough time to lead with anything other than positivity.
Interesting. Is there something you want to tell Mikey in terms of what he should do with kindness or any other aspect of his, the way he's leading his life?
I think Mikey's doing pretty good right now. He takes things, he takes everything a little too personally sometimes, and that hinders him, but...
And what would you say... So you said we should be kind. Is that the purpose of life, to be kind, or is there a different purpose?
I think the purpose of life is to be happy, whatever that means for anybody. I think the purpose of life is to be happy. How can anybody want to spend their time on this world any other way?
And what is your obligation to others in this world, if any?
That's a good question. I've never thought of that. To treat them... I don't want to say to treat them with kindness. I feel like that's all I've been saying, but I think to treat them like a friend, I don't know, to reach out a hand, to want to talk to them, to want to interact with them, to want to make a connection with them. And sometimes that can't happen, but that's okay. You should still want to.
It's interesting, when Mikey described his relationship with you, he said you're like a friend, so you're maybe exemplifying that.
Yeah.
So, besides hypnosis, how do you communicate with Mikey?
Sometimes it's hard. Mikey thinks a lot, and a lot of his thoughts are his, and a lot of his thoughts are mine, but his thoughts seem to sometimes overpower mine. So sometimes the only way I can is through hypnosis. I don't know if I know how to get past those overpowering thoughts that he has.
Do you use dreams?
I definitely speak to him in his dreams. He's been trying to recently ask a lot of questions before bed and hopefully receive an answer in the morning. So I've been trying to do that for him. And I think it's working partly. It's working on something new that he's writing.
Did you ever cause him to have physical symptoms to capture his attention?
Not necessarily. Maybe danger in a dangerous way, almost like a like Spider-Man has his power that he can sense danger. I guess almost in that way, but that might be more his anxiousness and less me.
So, have you ever misled him?
I assume I have. I think I'm not that I know other subconscious minds, but I think I'm a pretty uncertain subconscious mind sometimes.
So you haven't misled him on purpose?
No, never on purpose.
Because other subconscious mind have described if whatever Mikey asks of you, or the person asks of you, if the knowledge, the answer would be damaging in some patient, in some way, or maybe the patient's not ready to hear the answer, they might give a misleading response.
Interesting. No, I don't I've ever done it on purpose. We have a good relationship. Not that that's a bad relationship, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now, do you have connections outside of the patient, like with other realms, not just within Mikey's head?
I think I'm making them. I feel myself making them. I didn't, but I am making them now.
Can you say what kind of connections you're making now?
Past people from Mikey's past, like relatives or pets, or I started there, and from there I've gone to different places, but none are as strong as people like his grandmother.
And how do you use that connection, let's say with his grandmother? How does that work?
Things she feels, I try to explain to him or get across to him. It doesn't feel like he hears what she's saying, but he hears what I'm saying and I hear what she's saying. So I try to get that across to him. But maybe that's something that will strengthen.
His grandmother has passed in real life?
Yes.
But you are in communication with her now.
Yes.
That's great. That's something that can help both you and Mikey in the future.
Absolutely.
So, I have a big question now. Can you define God? What does God mean to you?
That's a good question.
Big question.
Very big question. I don't know if that's definable. I think in my mind it's not definable. It's more of an energy or a feeling, and that's the only way I can truly define it. But I don't know if I've said this before. I feel very... I, I feel brand new as a as an entity, as a being. I feel new. So I feel like there's a lot of questions that other people can answer that I...
So, do you know when you started existing? Did it predate Mikey?
I believe I started existing with Mikey.
With Mikey. And will you exist after Mikey is physically gone?
Yes.
So you're presenting some interesting information. Most subconscious I've interviewed will talk about a longer pre-existence, but some are new, and you're saying you're pretty new, so maybe that's why you're not having an easy time with some of my questions. But I have a lot more questions for you, which we will continue right after the break. This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Coming Attraction, Life Guide for Teens, Harnessing Your Inner Power to Be Healthy, Happy, and Confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Anbar to be published early 2025. Dr. Anbar's renowned counseling practice, Centerpoint Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Anbar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit DrAnbar.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Dr. Ron Anbar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine, with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at CenterpointMedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Center Point. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Anbar. Our special guest is Mikey. We're talking to his subconscious, and we learned just before the break that he thinks of himself as a new subconscious, which is an interesting way of thinking of yourself. And while he doesn't think he existed before Mikey was alive, he does believe he will exist once Mikey is physically gone. He also told us that he talks with his deceased grandmother, which means she's existing after she's physically gone. And we talked about God, and you said God was an energy of sorts, which is a nice definition. Do you ever communicate to what God is? Do you ever pray or talk to him?
Mikey prays, and I don't feel as though either of us have ever spoken to him.
Now,
or her, or I don't think we have been in, either of us have been in contact. Definitely not me.
When Mikey prays, does he do that directly, or does he go through you to pray?
He goes through me.
And now you mentioned you spoke to his grandmother. Do you speak to any other subconscious or spirits?
I believe so. I talked to recently you helped us reach out to some of Mikey's favorite playwrights to talk to him about different things that he could do with his play or how they felt about his play. So I've talked to people like that, but we haven't tried it that much. I'd be really interested in who I could contact.
Maybe you and I can work on that at a different date. I think, again, most of the subconscious that I interview have say they've been around a lot longer, so maybe this is something subconscious has learned over lifetimes. But I can help speed up your education. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, you and I have not talked about these topics before,
in part
because it's not directly relevant to Mikey's symptoms or why we're working together, but maybe now we will. So, shifting gears a bit, can you say how you and I got connected? What's your perception of that?
Another teacher or somebody, I can't remember her name, took Mikey to a place. It was a field with purple rushing water. It was almost how you would imagine the stream of consciousness. And there were elephants playing in the field, and there was this aura surrounding Mikey, I remember you both saying. And from that day forward, after we went to that place, I felt like Mikey knew that I was there.
So the experience you're reporting was in your imagination?
Yes.
Did it seem real?
It had to have been.
There's a famous line from the book 7 of the Harry Potter series where Professor Dumbledore, Harry's mentor, passed away, and in the 7th book, Harry imagines talking with Professor Dumbledore at King Cross Station, if I recall correctly. And Harry says, "Is this real or is this in my head?" And Professor Dumbledore says, "Of course it's in your head, but why do you think it's not real?" You're sort of saying
exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I think the author of Harry Potter, J.K. Rowling, knows about the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, shifting gears, do you believe in fate?
In fate?
Yeah, so things happen the way they're supposed to happen.
I believe in it partially, yes. I don't believe that we can't make our own decisions, but I do believe that everything happens for a reason and things will turn out the way they're supposed to be. But I also believe that we can make decisions. I guess maybe we don't have one fate, we have multiple, and we shift between those at any given moment.
And do you have a name?
Zach.
What is your name?
Zach.
Zach.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Does Mikey know your name, Zach?
Yes.
Yes. And are you wiser than Mikey?
What was that? Sorry?
Are you wiser than Mikey?
Yes.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think you have more wisdom than he does?
I think like I said before, with all of his thoughts that cloud mine sometimes, I feel as though I am all of the thoughts and feelings that are, and Mikey thinks of all the thoughts and feelings that could be.
So Mikey thinks that there are things that really aren't, but you're more aware of what reality is, if I'm paraphrasing you correctly.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I think you're echoing what researchers think about the subconscious, that the subconscious is aware of many things, and then filters reality so the conscious can sort of handle what is going on. If this conscious was aware of everything that's happening, it would be overwhelming. So the subconscious role is to sort of filter things. And then you're also saying here that the conscious also makes up certain things that aren't real. If I'm saying that
absolutely
right. Besides thoughts, are you... Do you have abilities that Mikey doesn't have?
Yes.
What are those?
The reaching out to different subconsciouses. I guess Mikey speaks to me, so it's not a different ability if I speak to him, but the reaching out to, I think I can take Mikey places.
Are you more creative than Mikey?
No, I think Mikey would say the answer is yes, but no way.
Yeah. Do you have physical abilities, like in sports, that you're better than him?
No.
Gotcha. All right, so we will continue this interview. Thank you so much for what you're sharing. I will be right back after these messages. This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Anbar.
Make-A-Wish has been granting life-changing wishes for children and families for over 40 years. A wish is something that gives children the opportunity to look outside their illness and restore a sense of childhood back to the child. With the help of donors and more than 43,000 worldwide volunteers, Make-A-Wish has collectively granted more than 520,000 wishes worldwide. Dr. Anbar has referred many patients to Make-A-Wish. To make a donation, go to worldwish.org. That's worldwish.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Anbar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com or visit dranbar.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Dr. Ron Anbar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, This caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at centerpointmedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Coming attraction, Life Guide for Teens, Harnessing Your Inner Power to Be Healthy, Happy, and Confident. A new book by Dr. Ron Ambar to be published early 2025. Dr. Ambar's renowned counseling practice, Center Point Medicine, doesn't fix teens who are struggling. They give them the tools to heal themselves and support them while that healing happens. Life Guide for Teens will share Dr. Ambar's tools for self-empowerment and give teens hundreds of tips to choose from to help themselves heal. The book will be available from Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Center Point. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Ambar. Our special guest is Mikey and his subconscious, Zach. Thank you again, Zach, for talking with us.
Of course. I'm very excited to be here.
Likewise, excited to have you. So, have you been to any realms other than Earth?
I believe that place I was talking about before with the elephants was not Earth.
Where do you think it was?
I don't have an answer to that. I know what Earth feels like and the energy that that gives, and I know what I felt there, and it couldn't have been the same.
Now, some cultures believe that when people are asleep, that their soul let me ask this question. What's the difference between subconscious and soul?
I think they're related. I think subconscious is maybe more part of the soul than it is of the brain. But the soul is a separate, another thing. The soul is not just all the subconscious. The subconscious is not just the entire soul, but I believe it's a compartment of the soul.
Did you hear my last question?
No, what was your last question?
Did you ever consider the question, or maybe I didn't answer it, hear your answer. Did you ever consider the question of the difference between soul and subconscious before today?
Oh, I have never thought about that, no.
Right, which is why I love this interview, because we're getting your first impressions, not a rehearsed
Absolutely.
Answer. So some cultures believe that when people are asleep, their souls leave for the night and they come back in the morning. Do you ever do that? Do you ever leave Mikey at night?
No, I make what happens in his mind at night. I make the dreams. I make the answers to the questions that he asks. So, no, I'm with him.
Gotcha. Now, you mentioned before his talking to his grandmother's subconscious. Is that her spirit, or is that something else?
It's her spirit. That's what I would call it, yeah.
And are you planning to reach out to other spirits, or have you reached out to other spirits?
After this interview, I absolutely will. I think after this interview, me and Mikey are going to discover a lot more.
Go on a lot more adventures.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, is there such a thing as demons?
I think so. I've never interacted with one, but I've felt them before.
So I will just share with you that sometimes there are negative spirits, and should you encounter, they're not common in my experience. Should you encounter one, you counter them with positivity and knowledge that you're good. And also I've been told a number of times that demons aren't what they appear, that this is what our minds make of them, but that they are, sometimes they're there to help you even though they appear to be negative. But you and I, we could talk about more later because I want to fill in some of the gaps since you're a new subconscious back. Do you know anything about angels? Do angels exist?
I think it goes back to what you were saying about negative and positive spirits. I don't, when I think of angels, I think biblical, and I don't think that angels in that sense exist, but I think helpful spirits that are there to guide you. Like I would say that Mikey's grandma could maybe be considered an angel, but I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say more of a guiding spirit.
How about aliens? Do they exist?
Oh, they, yes, they exist.
And how do you know that?
I've talked with the subconscious of one of Mikey's best friends at college, and he has told me stories of him and his therapist meeting and talking to aliens. And though I've never interacted, I always go into everything with complete trust. And I think the universe is too big for them not to be. I think they're maybe more like the subconscious, as in like an entity, more than something that we'd ever see.
Now, when you talked to Mikey's friend's subconscious, was Mikey aware of it?
No.
And was the friend aware of it?
Yes. The friend is very aware of that. He has been doing this for a while.
The friend's subconscious or the friend?
Both.
Both. Is it okay to say the friend's name, his first name?
Yes, of course.
What is his friend's first name?
His name is Donnie.
Don?
Donnie.
Okay. Because I want to ask, so how do you spell that?
D-O-N-N-I-E.
Bonnie. Okay, gotcha. So I want to ask Mikey later about Bonnie, see what he can tell me about her. Okay, I have one last big question. Is, can you define the word love? What does that mean?
That is a big one. It's funny because in my opinion, maybe the biggest one you've asked.
Thank you.
I believe that love is just anything stronger than liking someone or wanting to be friends with someone. I think that is maybe very unique to Mikey, because Mikey has love for a lot of people and things, but to him it's just a stronger feeling than like.
And I would tell you that the kindness you spoke about is transmitted in part through love or completely through love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Zach, I really appreciate your talking with us. Over the break, we'll bring Mikey back, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask, see what Mikey remembers of the interview, and I might ask him some of the same questions and see how he responds to illustrate the difference between what you shared and what he knows. But over time, you'll get to know each other better, and it sounds like you have a lot of adventures ahead of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for appearing on the show, and we'll be right back with Mikey after these messages. This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Unbar.
More than 30,000 children and adults of every race and ethnic group in the U.S. have cystic fibrosis. Cystic fibrosis is a disease causing long-lasting lung infections, limiting the ability to breathe over time. Dr. Anbar participated in research that helped advance survival of cystic fibrosis patients by more than 20 years. He encourages you to donate to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to help find a cure. It's easy to donate. Go to cff.org. That's cff.org.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
If you are a medical or licensed healthcare professional or just anyone looking for a qualified hypnosis practitioner, then go on over to ASCH.net. That's the American Society of Clinical Hypnosis. At ASCH.net, you can get certified, attend workshops, and even find a hypnosis practitioner or consultant. ASCH provides an opportunity to learn and interact with colleagues. So whether you're a professional wanting to learn hypnosis or a patient wanting help with a problem, visit ASCH.net now.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Healing and changing children's lives with hypnosis is very real and very possible. Dr. Ron Ambar's new book, Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis, provides you meaningful stories and expert explanations to show you not only the process of hypnosis, but its many benefits for overall wellness. Whether a parent, practitioner, or medical doctor, this book opens the way to complete connection, so necessary for healing. Get your copy of Changing Children's Lives with Hypnosis at Amazon.com. Or visit dranbar.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Dr. Ron Ambar and his dedicated team of healthcare providers offer unique health services to help patients overcome psychological roadblocks or use the power of their minds to improve their overall health and well-being. At Centerpoint Medicine with services in La Jolla, California and Syracuse, New York, this caring staff are waiting just to help you. Find out more at centerpointmedicine.com. Can't wait? Make your appointment now. Call 858-201-4001. That's 858-201-4001.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Centerpoint. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Unbar. Special guest is Mikey. We just finished interviewing Zach. That's the name of your subconscious. Did you know that already?
His name, yes.
Nice. How did you find out his name?
I just remember one day it being a name in my head, and then I believe you were talking to my subconscious, and it was talking about its name, and when we were done with that conversation, I just knew his name was Zach. And it was funny because the next week I discovered this show that I now is one of my favorite shows, and the main character's name is Zach. And I thought it was very interesting because I didn't know about the show beforehand.
So, Mikey, what do you remember of the interview I just had with Zach?
I wanted to say I remember a lot of it, but it feels to me like what happens with dreams. You know, when you have a dream at night and then you wake up and you're like just about to tell somebody about it and you realize you can't remember like any of it, is how I feel right now.
Right. And do you know why that is?
No.
Well, it's the same thing as in dreams. When you have dreams, your subconscious is aware of it, and you see them. And then when you wake up, you forget the subconscious content. It's exactly what you're doing now. Your subconscious is aware of it, but you're forgetting it.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a few of the questions that I talked to Zach about, and when it'll be interesting to see if you give similar or different answers. So I guess,
yeah.
I guess the first thing I want to ask is, do you know who Bonnie is? Friend of yours?
Bonnie. Oh, I have a best friend named Donnie with a D that I've talked to about
Donnie.
a lot of stuff like this. So it could be him. Yes.
Yeah. Donnie,
was it a him that he was talking about?
I thought so. I think I got confused. Yeah, it sounds like Donnie. So, are you aware of anything with how your subconscious interacts with Donnie?
I've talked to Donnie about stuff like this quite a bit. It's one of our favorite things to do together, but I don't think I've ever tried to interact with Donnie's subconscious. Me, I don't think I've ever tried to.
What kind of things does Donnie tell you that is maybe new to you?
He's told me about that he had a therapist who took him into another realm that wasn't Earth, and they spoke with an alien being, and he heard a lot of things from this alien, and that's what made me totally believe in aliens in a different way than I ever have, like not like the movie, like not like E.T. type of aliens, but like really how I would imagine they will be when we meet them, if we ever do, which I think we will.
So I asked Zach some big question. I'm going to ask the same one, see how you react. So,
okay.
What is God? How would you define God?
It's not something I think about often, so it's hard. I don't really know. I feel like just everything. No, I don't really know. I don't think I really have an answer to that. I don't necessarily think about that at all.
Okay. And do you ever pray to God?
It's funny. I pray. I don't feel like I'm praying to God or a God, but I definitely ask something. I ask something for something or for help sometimes.
So when you pray, do you know what the object of your prayer is? Like who you're praying to?
No, I guess I don't.
Now, it's interesting. In Hebrew, the word for prayer is lehit palil, and it's what's called a reflexive word, which means that you're sort of thinking, introspecting. So prayer is an introspective act.
That makes sense, yeah.
So maybe that's exactly what you're doing. Tell me if, do you have a message for the world? If you could speak to the world, what would you want the world to know?
That's a big one. I don't necessarily, I just think my message would be like, positivity above all else.
Positivity. And can you tell me a little bit about love? What do you think love is?
Love is something I've struggled with finding a definition for a while, but I think when people say you just feel it, you just know, I have to agree with that, because I don't know if I could describe it, but I know it when I feel it. I think not knowing how to describe it sometimes makes people scared, like they're not feeling it, because how could you feel something that you don't know how to describe? But I think I feel a lot of things that I don't know how to describe, but it doesn't mean I'm not feeling them.
Yeah. Do you think there's a purpose to life?
I think I think the purpose to life is to just be happy, to have happiness through everything. I mean, we're only here for so long. How would you want to try to make the most money or try to be the biggest celebrity? I think you just have to do something that makes you fulfilled and makes and has you leave this world feeling happy.
And what is your belief? So at the end of your life, when your body dies, is anything going to exist afterwards? Anything of you going to exist afterwards?
I think so. I feel like I've definitely had people pass away, and I feel them with me after they passed. So I believe some part of me will be after, yeah.
And do you think some part of you existed before you were alive?
No, I don't think so. No, I've talked to many. I've never felt the feeling of deja vu. I've talked to many people about that, and they're always like, "Oh, you must be a new soul." But I don't know. I feel something about that makes me think I've never. I feel new.
And tell me about your connection with me. How did that form?
It's just something that I felt. We got together doing these things for my voice, and it's slowly evolved from that. And I just, with no explanation, I feel like I've just some part of me is connected to some part of you, and I can that I need or want to you.
That's so. I'll be eager to talk to you in a few weeks once you've heard the recording of this broadcast, because
yes.
I think you might be surprised to hear some of the answers your subconscious gave and learned from it. So. I really appreciate, Mikey, for you taking the time to talk with us, to share important part of your life with us, and to share Zach with us. And you'll have many future wonderful adventures with yourself, of course, your life, and your subconscious. So thank you so much, Mikey.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Centerpoint with Dr. Ron Unbar.